Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. John Pfeiffer with us talking certified Angus beef in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, today we want to talk about beef safety. And joining us is Clay Bertram. He's a member of the Beef Checkoff Operating Committee and a member of the Oklahoma Beef Council. Clay, it seems like the beef industry's made some real progress in making sure that beef is safe for today's consumer. Do you think that the industry has a good handle on making sure that beef is safe?
Thanks partly to the Beef Checkoff, I feel that we do. Improvements with E. coli, salmonella, and other pathogens prove it. However, we still have emerging pathogens that need our attention. It's important that our Beef Checkoff program continues to invest and reinvest in the research that can identify and control them. We can also further educate consumers about the proper ways to purchase and prepare the beef for maximum safety. That's one of the missions of the Checkoff both nationally and here at the Oklahoma Beef Council.
Cattle producer Clay Bertram. To learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for cattle producers, go to Cattleman's Corner at oklabeef.org. John Pfeiffer is the current vice president of the American Angus Association. He'll be, in all likelihood, stepping into the presidency of the Angus Association come November at their annual meeting in Columbus, Ohio. Previously, he went through the chairs of the Certified Angus Beef Program. He was chairman when the CAB hit 1 million pounds of sales a couple of 3 years ago. John Pfeiffer says there's lots of branded beef programs out there that talk about black cattle or Angus cattle, but there's only one Certified Angus Beef.
It is the gold standard program at this time. And it's not just because of the meat. It's because the Angus cow has so much to offer to producers. You know, the Berkshire industry came to Certified Angus Beef 10, 15 years ago, and they wanted to start a certified pork program. And the problem that they ran into was that their sows didn't offer the same kind of maternal ability that the Angus mama cow did. So even though the program has become the gold standard for meat quality, it's because of the background of the cow and what she can do for the breed, and also the breeders and the people that are raising them that make this program work.
And John, I know one of the success stories of the Certified Angus Beef Program is the fact that genetics of our cattle getting better, and that's allowing you to source more beef for CAB.
You know, when this program would have started, this overnight success 40 years ago, we'd had acceptance rates of like 2 and 3% and 4%. This last year, we've had months that we went over 35% acceptance rates on those cattle. So because of that, we've been able to do a lot more marketing things, a lot more because of the supply. And it's just a compliment to our breeders in the fact that they have worked to produce that supply which we need, and they've done that through genomics and picking the right animals to breed to make this. You know, it used to be if we'd had 1% prime in this country, it would have been fantastic. We're now running 4 to 5% prime, and most of that's prime Certified Angus Beef, which is a phenomenal thing to have happen.
John, I know there's been tremendous growth for Certified Angus Beef. Well, you're talking about your retail trade, grocery stores, supermarkets, as well as at great restaurants around this country, but also lots of sales into the international market as well.
Yes, it is a truly pull-through model. And if you look at our sales, the most of our growth in the last few years has actually come on the international point. But if you look at our retail and you look at our wholesale and you look at our hotel and restaurant, those two are about even. So we use those a whole great deal. And we know that we now have chefs that are abandoning standard prime for CAG, just CAB choice at the present time because they can get an eating experience out of it. It's just as good as they can with regular prime. So it's all of those restaurateurs and chefs and stuff that have realized the value of this, that have made it pull. It's become a pull-through program. It's not us pushing it through them. It's the fact that they want it, and they pull that through to make it useful to us.
I guess what this fall, you're going to be celebrating that 40th anniversary at your annual Angus convention.
Yes, the annual Angus conference will be in November at Columbus, Ohio. There will be tours down to Certified Angus Beef so people can see all those changes are there. And we're looking forward to having everybody up to see what we've built and what Certified Angus Beef has done for that area. And we also have Certified Angus Beef going around the country right at the moment. We're painting our emblem on 40 barns throughout the United States at this time to celebrate that 40th anniversary and for to brand the areas for people to see.
One of your barns has been painted.
Yes, one of our barns is actually will be the only barn in Oklahoma that's been painted. So we were tickled to death to have that, and we were tickled that when they had a chance to come out and for us to be able to work with CAB and accomplish those things.
Vice President of the American Angus Association, Oklahoma Angus breeder, John Pfeiffer. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.